From time to time, between now and Census Day, we'll be talking about various aspects of it. I'm Jay Pierce, along with Dave Geenan, Executive Director of the Doris and Victor Day Foundation, which has teamed up with funding partner, the Regional Development Authority, to educate, advocate, promote and motivate Rock Island and Scott County households to participate in the 2020 census. The goal is a fair and accurate count for Rock Island and Scott counties. Dave, why is this so important?
Well, Jay, the census has been said it is the largest peacekeeping endeavor that we take as a nation every year. It's important for a variety of reasons. It determines our political representation in Congress. It deals with redistricting in our state. It determines how hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funding flow into this community every year, and it does so for the next 10 years. The funding shapes many aspects of our community. Think of your morning commute. The census results, they influence highway planning and construction, as well as grants for buses, bike paths, rail, and other public transit systems. Or think of the local schools we have. Census results help determine how money is allocated for programs like Head Start, grants that support teachers' further education, special education, and lunches for children. The list goes on and on and on, including programs that support rural areas, programs that restore our wildlife, programs to prevent child abuse, to prepare our communities for flooding from our rivers, and to provide housing assistance to seniors in our community. To give some basic numbers for us, in 2016, Illinois received $34 billion in federal spending programs. That was all derived from the 2010 census. Iowa was more about $8 billion. But more importantly, the goal here is for an accurate and fair count. To do so in our community, the census is really about claiming power for our community. It's showing what America truly looks like. I can't think of any other way that we can, as a community, lift up the rich and diverse assets we have unless we're all totally accounted for.
So what might impede a fair and accurate count?
So we have wonderful partners at the Funders Coalition for Civic Participation, and they have told us that as the 2020 census approaches, there's concern, and it's growing, about how accurate this count will be. People might remember this past year, the current administration's attempt, which the courts blocked, to add the untested question of a citizenship status. That has sown fear and confusion about the safety of participating in the count. Increasing distrust of federal government could further depress response rates in our high-risk communities. And there's insufficient funding for the Census Bureau's basic operations. That could lead to a high number of missed people. And another thing that will be new this year, the 2020 survey will be the first one conducted largely online. So now we have new data security and accessibility challenges.
So I got a mailing from the Department of Commerce, U.S. Census Bureau, something called the American Community Survey. It directed me to go online and fill it out. So I did. Am I done? Or do I also need to do the census?
The American Community Survey, sometimes it's called the long form of the census, that happens on a yearly basis. It's randomly sampling of the population, and it has 40 questions. But the decennial census, every household in our community will receive an invitation to respond, and our goal is that everyone will take that opportunity and self-respond.
So there's a job fair tomorrow, Saturday, the 25th. Who can apply? What are the jobs like? What do you need?
That's a great question. The Bureau recently announced that it's falling short of its hiring goals. They are hiring about 25,000 people a day, and they're in need of additional applicants in all 50 states. They've raised wages. Rock Island County was $15.50 an hour. Now it's $22.
That's not bad.
Not bad. For Scott County, it went from $15 to $21 an hour. So here's what we know. You have to be 18 years of age, have a valid Social Security number, a valid email. You have to commit to go to training and be available to work flexible hours. It can include days, evenings, and weekends. Some of the jobs require to have a valid driver's license and access to a vehicle or access to a computer, an internet, and an email account. We have been told by our local recruitment specialists in our area that they're currently looking for folks to be census takers. They'll visit households that haven't responded to the census, speaking with residents and using electronic devices such as smartphones and tablets issued by the Bureau to collect the census data. They're also looking for field supervisors that will supervise those census takers. For those who have applied or those who are applying now, They're currently in the process of conducting background checks, and they'll be sending out job offers this month and mid-February. Training scheduled in February and March, the majority of the work begins, and work is expected to go through mid-July.
And where's the job fair and when?
From 8:30 to 11 at J.B. Young Opportunity Center in Davenport. Census officials, the recruiters who have been assigned to our area, will be there to answer questions and help with applications. It's a great way to learn more about the job and to get help filling that online application.
So Census Day, April 1st, is a little over 2 months away. What should we be doing right now to be ready?
Well, I think what we can do right now is just to start to become engaged. You can visit www.wecountqc.org. You can learn more about the impacts of a fair and accurate count here in the Quad Cities. The first and easiest thing one can do when visiting this website is to take 2 seconds and sign a pledge. Give us your name and your email, and you'll join the hundreds of thousands of other names that pledge to be counted and to educate your circles about the importance of the census. It said, you know, you don't want to miss the census. If you miss the census is going to miss you.
Dave Gainan is executive director of the Dorsen Victor Day Foundation, which is a lead organization in the We Count initiative for Rock Island and Scott counties. I'm Jay Pierce.